Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I got the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ask me, ask Eliza anything. It's time to ask me all your questions. Leave them in the Instagram comment section. Leave them on your Twitter or leave them on your Facebook. We'll see them, we'll read them, then we'll give you answers. You know it, I've got it. I've got the answer, You ask me.
Go.
You go.
This is how we should start starting a podcast.
You don't look. Go.
Go.
Be funny.
Turn it on.
Turn it up and turn it on. And turn it into another episode of Ask Eliza Anything. Brought to you by Ivermectin. Ivermectin.
Agent Bone _.
Wait. How are you?
Oh.
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I like this because I'm standing at my standing desk and I'm looking down on you.
Is this what you wanted?
This is the way I feel all the time. Down.
Do you want to tell me why your shirt's on inside out?
My shirt's inside out because it's a vintage Thrasher shirt and I think it's too aggressive to wear it the right way. And even though it's completely see-through, inside out makes it a little bit more casual.
Okay.
But you think I didn't know?
No, I thought you knew. I just knew that there was a reason and I wanted to know it.
Inside out because I'm not like repping a brand too hard. Also, when you take a picture in the mirror, it comes out the right way.
Agent Bone _007. Hey guys, longtime fan here. I need your advice on how to politely decline a wedding invitation. My coworker has invited me and my boyfriend to his wedding at the end of the month. Tricky part is my boyfriend hates this guy's guts, and me and my coworker had some drama between us earlier this summer. I feel like he's inviting us to show me that he's over our drama and wants to be friends. I too am over the drama, but don't feel close enough to him to go to this wedding.
No,
can I just send him a gift and say I'm busy?
Yep.
Trick is he knows my work schedule. I'll be the only coworker that doesn't go to his wedding, possibly missing out on some good team bonding time.
You are allowed. It's not mandatory. It was an invite. You're sending a gift, which is probably what he wants anyway. You're allowed to spend your free time how you want to. I also think it's weird energy-wise to go to a wedding of someone who you don't really wish well. Your husband not being able to stand him. If you were cool with him, you tell your husband, suck it up. Let's have some cake. Let's just chill.
Yeah.
By the way, he's not going to notice you there. You'll be in the back at probably a shitty table because he actually hates you. And you can leave early. So I don't know if it's a big deal, but if you really don't like this person, which is okay, you and your husband are going out of town that weekend. You don't owe him an explanation. Be like, we have something with our family.
Yeah.
That's it.
Who's holding down the fort? All the coworkers are going, but who's working that day?
You can't go. You got a life.
Yeah.
You know, or it wasn't a big deal and he is trying to, you know, it is the nice thing to do. Ask the husband if it would be any skin off his nose to actually go.
Yeah. You don't need to. Send a gift and it's fine.
All they want is the gift. Send a nice gift and just be like, we wish you the best.
Yeah.
And then just don't go. Nobody cares.
Yeah. You're fine.
That's it. That's what the gift option's for. That's what the registry's for. So you can give them what they want. You get what you want. You don't have to go.
Yeah. Zajada Haj. It's not even a big deal, but it irks me. Am I allowed to be mad if I had a hair appointment with a highly sought-after stylist that I had to book 2+ months in advance at 12:30 last Saturday, and the stylist texted me at 4:30 in the morning and canceled?
Oh!
Texted me while I was asleep and gave me no notice to try to find a different stylist that day for a trip I was going on. When I texted her how upset I was, she responded and basically said, oh, well, I have Lyme's, so L-Y-M-E-S. It's Lyme disease.
I mean, if she has Lyme disease, she has Lyme disease.
I'm obviously upset because I need to get my hair redone. It looks terrible. And she rescheduled it later that day and just gave me the new time. I had no choice. She just did it without telling me until after. But also, am I entitled to ask for a discount? Because her cancellation policy is that if you cancel or even reschedule within less than 24 hours of your appointment, you will be charged 50% of your service. Ooh, it's not fair to me, I feel like, but I'm not sure. One person told me to suck it up and feel bad for her, so we should just let it go.
But if you have Lyme disease, you have Lyme disease. You don't get better later that day.
Yeah, I wonder if she was just sick, so she was like up in the night, and she was just like, you don't want someone cutting your hair that's like conked out, you know?
For sure.
And
I also, the fact that she texted you at 4:30 means like she was like,
not doing good.
Yeah, like, do I text her, do I not? And she's just like, I don't know what to tell you. You know, maybe it's something you take up with the front desk or just never use this person again. Did you get the hair done already?
I mean, probably, but I think it's an interesting question because it's like she gave her an appointment later in the day, which is good. I feel like the right move of the stylist probably would have been like to try to set her up with someone else at the same time, like get someone else to cover for her. But
shocker, someone who says, LOL, I have Lyme doesn't have like the best office decorum.
Oh, well, not LOL, I have Lyme. I said, oh, well.
Also, it's not a two-way street. Like if you cancel a doctor's appointment and they charge you or something like that, or your time is, this is kind of what I was talking about in the other podcast about like when you're the consumer, you're just an asshole. Your time is just as valuable, but theirs is monetized. It's tough because what are you going to say to you? You weren't really inconvenienced at the end of the day. I think you should save that hill for like when you actually are.
Yeah.
Because you weren't really, it's just really annoying. So you went a couple hours later.
And this is someone you want a relationship with theoretically. Oh, like, if they've been doing your hair for a long time, it's like,
I don't think they have.
You don't think that it's their style?
No,
it's highly sought after.
Yeah. Like she's like, oh, I got to see this girl. I'll make an appointment.
Right.
Yeah. I don't, because if it was your stylist, you wouldn't do it 2 months out. You'd do it like, it would be a different conversation.
I get the wanting to be like, look, if I had canceled, they would have charged me 50%, but now she can cancel it. But it's like she did, I think, everything in her power to fix the fact that she had to cancel it.
It's shitty. By the way, you've already gone, I'm sure. Go get the hair. And you might get in that chair and she might be like, I am so sorry that happened. Like she might be cool. See what the job is. And if she does an amazing job on your hair, it's a conversation. Or you can, if she sucks, like you can always leave that feedback at the salon and never go back.
Yeah.
And they'll just think you're a bitch and your opinion doesn't matter. But, you know, that's the way of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, she didn't really inconvenience you.
Right. And it wasn't like she was like, I'm so hungover.
Which she probably was. And she's lying.
Really? I mean, I don't know. A 4:30 text to me is like, you're so sick. And you're like, oh, I have to tell someone. I can't. I'm not going to
be hungover.
No, but like, I'm not going to be able to do this. And
let us know what happened. I'd like to know. Nobody ever lets us know.
People let us know.
I get some updates, but everyone leaves me in the lurch.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It happened to me. I didn't think it would, but it happened to me. I had a nasty bout of postpartum depression. Now, there's nothing to be ashamed about in talking about what you're dealing with, and there's nothing to be ashamed about in talking about it with someone. I definitely saw a therapist these last couple weeks because, you know, I spend my time giving advice to others, but I could use a little advice myself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. I'll tell you what, when you're already stressed or anxious, the last thing you want to do is battle traffic and sit in a waiting room and get your parking validated. I'm sorry, is that just an LA thing? You don't need to add all that. You can just sit in the comfort of your own home or a chair you like outside, and you can talk to someone from BetterHelp. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time. No additional charge, and it doesn't hurt their feelings. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Eliza today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Eliza.
I'm busy, and this time of year gets even busier. I've had my baby, I'm back to work, I'm at meetings, I'm on tour, I'm running around, and I don't always have time to sit down for a meal with my family. Sometimes I get home from set so late and I just need to eat something nutritious and go to bed. And that's why I like Factor's fresh, never frozen meals, because they're dietitian approved and they're ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy I am, and I'm busy, I always have time to get a nutritious, great tasting meal. Factor has over 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week. week, so I never get bored. I'm trying to do less meat in general, and they have wonderful vegan and veggie options. I just made a vegan mushroom marsala, and I made an onion risotto. Just because you're eating vegetarian doesn't mean you can't eat deliciously. It had roasted garlic green beans. It was scrumptious. Head to factormeals.com/Eliza50 and use code Eliza50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code Eliza50 at factormeals.com/Eliza50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Well, it's finally happening. The weather is finally getting warmer. So it's time to say goodbye to the jackets and cozy sweaters we've been hibernating in all winter. And it's time to say hello,
bonjour,
to shorts and t-shirts. And if you've been wanting to update your wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune, Quince is for you. I talk about Quince a lot because I really believe in a sustainable capsule wardrobe. And there's no reason you can't have a sustainable, timeless wardrobe for every season. And Quince has got you covered with premium linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable, silk tops, hello. And the best part is all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Dressing well shouldn't break the bank. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Look well. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Eliza for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Eliza to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Eliza.
Sam Sid Cats at Play. Hello, Eliza the Great, Emily, Baby Arm, and Hot Sky number one. I'm 35, female. I've been casually seeing a guy for about a month now. We have a lot of fun together, but on our second date, he told me he was on probation. He explained the charges, and I did a background check just to make sure there was nothing else. It's not great. It was Democratic violence. I'm going to assume it's not great. It was domestic violence.
Democratic violence.
He got sober while in jail.
What is that, like you did a protest outside of Whole Foods?
He got sober while in jail, and his made what seems like good and healthy choices. He's been nothing but a gentleman, but I can't help but be a little worried about what could happen. Is it worth seeing where this goes? Have fun, just be alert and aware? Or should I leave now while we're still not super attached and have not slept together yet? Is the past or is this a huge red flag and I'm being blind? Now, this was a public comment. So someone else replied and was like, I just got a similar situation. Get out.
You know, of course people can change. Domestic violence, there's always, I hate to say this, like, there's always the version where she went to hit him and he grabbed her wrist and then she said he hit her. You know, like, I don't know the situation, but it doesn't look great. And you're fortunate that you're smart enough to question this, because I think there are a lot of people that would be like, well, he's good to me and he's different now. He's not going to change. Hitting a woman is a major character flaw that I don't think you recover from. And if you don't hit her again, you find some other way to be horrible. I've never dated someone in my life where I've been like, oh my God, this person's going to hit me. You don't deserve to have to think about that.
Yeah.
And you know what? Him being open and honest with you is a two-way street. He's giving you the chance to think, do you want to be in this? It isn't, oh, you're open and honest about your past and therefore I have to accept it.
Uh-huh.
So I think you're going to be thinking about this too much.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to be nervous.
Malair did. What happened to your upper lip?
My upper lip.
It's a joke you did.
I know it's my upper lip. It's a joke about how as you get older, your upper lip gets thinner. Now, I don't really feel that way about mine. It's not as, I guess, it's more just like we're supposed to have these like plump lips, but I do think there's something funny. When you smile, it is thinner, but oh well.
Yeah.
Oh well, teeth. Teeth. Come see me live. Come see the full joke. Teeth.
13 Ariana says, totally random question, but being from the South, I listen to the Kid Craddock morning radio show a lot. Now, this was before you went on.
Okay.
And I know you lived in Texas where the show's based out of. I was thinking about it recently and wondered if you listen at all or did when you lived there. If so, who's your favorite? And as an advice giver, what do you think of some of the advice Kelly gives? This question will be so dumb and make zero sense if you're like, nope, never listen, never have.
I listened to the Kid Craddock morning show on Kiss FM in Dallas-Fort Worth. Growing up, I listened to it almost every morning in high school. Because that was, you know, it was like that and like The Edge and like, I can't remember the hip hop station's name now. It was like 100.3 or something. I actually was just recently a guest on their show, which is weird to finally do it after all these years. And Kid Craddock passed away, which is always so sad when someone from your nostalgia and your childhood passes away. I don't know about Kelly's advice, but oh, didn't, yeah. But they used to do something called the Highland Park Police Report. Highland Park, for people that don't know, is a really nice neighborhood in Dallas. And growing up, I never, like, you're getting the joke, but you're not getting it fully as an adult. I'm like, oh, this is hilarious. Because it was real police reports taken by the Highland Park Police, like 5:08 a.m. Tuesday, November 6th. A lawn gnome was reported missing. It was later returned. Like, just like petty, wealthy, like someone stole my gourds.
Yeah.
That was funny. And being someone who would report that, it is annoying when you put something on your lawn if someone takes it. I don't have a lawn, so.
Would you put a gnome ever?
No. I think one of them was like a lawn jockey or something. A bicycle. It's like, well, don't leave it outside.
One of my neighbors has a bicycle outside her door that just is full of plants. Like, it's like a planter, but it's like the size of a bicycle.
I hope that when you leave that hovel that you have made your home, I hope you walk away from it like waiting to exhale style. Like, will you just flick a cigarette and it's just en fuego behind you? It
goes up.
Yeah.
Good luck to them.
Wait, and then somebody later will be like, you'll be like, did you see the flames, the glorious flames? They'll be like, where? And you'll be like, over there. And you'll say the street and they'll be like, there hasn't been an apartment building there in years.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. And then you'll come to say goodbye to me and I won't be here.
Oh, no.
She hasn't lived here in years. Oh, you're a ghost.
Oh, no. Or you're the ghost. I would
or
be the real
I'm the
one.
Ghost. I don't.
Casey R. Niedorf. Hi, Eliza, baby arm and the sweet, tiny, teeny, cheeny.
She has pink belly.
I need advice on how to deal with my mother, specifically for when my partner meets her. I'm 27 and my partner is 26. Two girls. They're both girls. My mother is a 57-year-old Italian-Polish Catholic who is incredibly conservative and also has MS, multiple sclerosis. She is notorious for making unnecessary, passive-aggressive comments about anything she doesn't agree with. An example, I told her I didn't want to go to church with them because I'm not religious and feel disrespectful to those there by just going through the motions. She responded with, oh, that's okay. I don't have to apologize to people for the way you dress after you leave.
Oh my God, that's so awesome.
I wear men's clothes, the horror. I mentioned
her also, I'm sorry. The reason you don't go to church, you go to church for your mom. You don't go to make other people feel bad. You also don't go because it's boring. That's why you don't want
to
go.
I mentioned her MS because all she's able to do is sit inside and watch Fox News all day. The only thing my mom ever talks about is politics. My partner and I stay informed, but don't obsess over it like my mom. Because my mom is a bit of a, oh, do we say this word on a podcast?
You can say it.
My mom's a bit of a cunt. My partner is terrified to meet her. I felt aggressive for the show. They must be British or Australian. Aside from setting boundaries to my mom prior, which she won't respect, and giving my partner a neutral one-liner to my mom anytime she brings up the current political climate, what else can I do to keep my mom at bay and make sure my partner isn't miserable while visiting my family? Visiting for 10 days in January.
Oh my God.
Side note, my dad is super chill and already has plans for us. He'll want help with projects around the house / yard, like building a chicken coop or something. Plus, we always go shooting when I come home.
Tell you what, you just sustain and maintain. As long as you know going in what it is, you can better be equipped mentally. And maybe it's worth having a talk with your mom, being like, I love you. Like, is your mom cool with you being gay? Sounds like she's like okay with it.
Yeah, it seems like she's okay, but she's just like mad that she doesn't present in the way
that
she wants.
She's got MS and she can't live her life and whatever. Look, you're going to have these conversations until the end of her life and you're blue in the face about your choices. It doesn't matter that you're gay or dress in men's clothing. It could be anything.
Yeah.
My mom's on me for all kinds of stuff and we have the same conversation, never going to change. So once you realize that you're caught in a loop and it's never going to change, it's actually a little freeing because you don't feel like you have to like keep arguing. Because you're just like, okay.
Telling your partner, like, I also think it's so important to be like, to tell her, like, look, I know she's awful. Like, it sucks.
Be prepared.
Like, I'm here for you. Like, yeah. I hate when somebody just pretends like, no, that's normal. Like, that's fine. It's like, no, that's not okay how that person talked to me.
No, but
if we're both acknowledging it, that makes you feel a little bit better.
The partner can take the cue from you. And you can say to your mom before you go, I'm bringing her here because I love her and I love you. And if you don't want us here, let me know. You also might want to look into getting a hotel for like five of those days. That's a lot, unless your house is huge, but it doesn't sound like it is.
Please live your life. That's the name of the next account.
Oh, okay.
Not advice.
Also, but just advice, you know.
Eliza, baby arm, teeny, cheeny, the trio of champions. I need help making friends. I was a total loner in high school and had to take care of my mom in college, so I didn't make much effort making friends in those years. These days, COVID has eaten up so many opportunities for me to make friends, and it continues to do so. I'm vaccinated, but still cautious. Online friends are a bit more complicated for me. Here's the story. I'm 26 and I have a stalker. This guy, Arthur, 29, and I met my junior year in high school. He was a sophomore in college, home for the summer, and was my neighbor. We dated for 8 months until I got suspicious. He couldn't play the piano at the mall for me after saying he wrote his own songs. I found out he stole my dog from my yard just to comfort me about it. He lied about ever being in foster care and not having a family when the truth is he has 3 blood siblings and still gets rent paid by his parents.
Wait, you were his neighbor. How did you not know he wasn't?
I dumped him and he freaked out. He quit college so he could be around me for my senior year of high school. He pretended to be a stranger to get close to my friends, to get close to me.
Oh my God.
He's trolled my social media for years and image searches all of my pictures to find any online presence I have. I changed my number and he harassed my mom in order to get the new one. All this time he was threatening me with assault and humiliation. He's followed me to 3 different towns, but I can't move too far away right now as I need to care for my mother. He's not violent. He's just following me.
Yeah.
Now, I want to get my social media accounts off the ground and active with recent pictures of what I'm doing in my life. Last month, I made a new Instagram account with a fake name. I haven't posted any pictures yet, but I know I need to so I don't look like a creeper to potential friends. How do I go about this? I'd like to post pictures of my childhood growing up so that followers know I'm a real person, but I don't want Arthur to find me. I know if he does, he'll comment on everything. He'll DM like crazy until I block him, and then he'll make another account. I feel stuck. P.S.
Yeah, that's rough.
Pregnancy craving segment, please.
I don't have any. I'm so sorry. I know people want like, I'm just glooping goo everywhere and I'm farting. There's a lot of farts. I just eat a lot more fruit. Look, I feel so bad for you because what you're talking about, and I hope every girl listening hears this, stalking is so common. You do not, as you can see, you do not have to be a celebrity. It doesn't have to be that they're showing up at your house with like a dead animal. I have been a victim of exactly what you're talking about, and it happened around that time in my life. And it was a guy that like I dated in college, and he, and I didn't realize it at the time, and then I would harass me. I remember I had signed up for some classes one Saturday and I slept through them because he kept me up all night calling my house. Mm-hmm. And he didn't lie. I mean, obviously I've dated a liar. He didn't lie, but there was harassing. And then when I moved to LA, making fake accounts, mm-hmm. saying things like, I'm going to ruin you. I'm going to expose you. I'm a 22-year-old girl. Like there's nothing to expose. Right. I mean, obviously this person's insane. Emily's going to tell you exactly what I'm going to tell you, which is document everything. Because at the very least, perhaps you can try to get a digital restraining order that makes it illegal if he reaches out, which is hard to prove because it's like a fake account. At some point, he will move on. In the meantime, all you can do, screen grab, record everything to be able to take it to a police officer, and you have to just give it no oxygen. You cannot even write like, sorry, Arthur, can't. Mm-hmm. It's going to take some work. And I'm so sorry because this is such a prevalent thing. Is there a version where your family reaches out to his family? Mm. They are your neighbors.
Yeah.
Let me some sugar.
In terms of your social media account, you're saying that he like reverse image searches when you post. Do not post pictures you have posted anywhere else. I know you're saying you want to post childhood photos. Do not post pictures that you've posted elsewhere online because those can be image searched. If you want to post a picture that you've posted elsewhere, crop it differently so that Google doesn't recognize it as the same picture.
And maybe like grayscale it?
Just like, yeah, you crop it, change it. But the best thing you can do for him to not be able to find you via pictures is only post new pictures.
It's also so much work, but you could also do that thing where you invert an image.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, flip it, which rotate it horizontally. Yeah.
A stalker tactic for finding people, but you could still try that. I'm so sorry that you have to jump through all these hoops just to like lead a normal girl life.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah.
I deal with it all the time. Fucking psychos who like get your number or get your Instagram and just like they just write endless messages like as if you owe them something.
Yeah.
And you're just living your life. Yeah. So that's all you can do. I would talk to your family. Maybe reach his family has to know the guy's a fucking creep and he's going to tell them you're a crazy bitch. And just be like, great, here's my file. Uh-huh. Tell your fucking son to stay away from me.
Yeah.
Also, this is going to sound awful. Like, get a boyfriend. That's like huge.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. Yeah. Or just a thick girlfriend that like loves to fight.
Get that. Was the other podcast? Get that angry lesbian that's friends with the husband that hates the new wife. Get her to be your friend. That may not make sense. Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We stand with you.
Yeah.
They eventually give out and we'll move on, but that's rough.
It is.
When you ask someone what language they took in school, usually it's like with an eye roll. They're like, French. It's like, do you speak French? No, I don't use it. I feel like a lot of us had difficulties learning a language in school. Rosetta Stone is here to change that. It's available on desktop and it can be used as an app on your phone or your tablet. Rosetta Stone are trusted experts for more than 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with an intuitive process, and you can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Plus, with Rosetta Stone's True Accent feature, you'll get feedback on how well you're pronouncing words. That's right, you might even fool some locals into thinking you're one of them. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. I headed to Mexico City for a little vacation, and I used Rosetta Stone to brush up on my Spanish. Just a few things, few verbs that I knew I had forgotten, and I was better. Mejor. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Ask Eliza Anything listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/Eliza. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/Eliza today.
Rach Stearns. Hi, Eliza, baby arm, sweet tiny
child. By the way, if he ever shows up to your house, call the police.
Yeah. Rach Stearns. Hi, Eliza, baby arm, and sweet tiny Tianfu. I don't have any questions for you this week, but I just had to let y'all know that I was eating a sloppy, juicy, watery peach at work when I got a Zoom call out of the blue and had to answer with peach juice all over myself. And all I could think about was a conference room peach sketch from the Eliza Schlesinger sketch show. I couldn't stop laughing. Thank you for your comedy. Can't wait to see you in Medford, Massachusetts next year. P.S. I have to come clean and confess that I was one of those fans that bitched about the reschedule and felt like such an asshole when we found out why. Congrats on the big news, and sorry one of your biggest fans is an asshole, but you get what you get, I guess.
You know what? The whole reason I did the announcement, the whole reason I got pregnant was so I could move shows and then make that announcement and then make you feel bad. And you know what? I accept your apology.
Thank you.
Bad news. It's a nectarine, not a peach. Good news. We had some peaches because they bought out all the nectarines and we needed more fruit. And I love that happened to you. Were you wearing an exquisite brown wig?
Oh, yeah. That was
so many wigs on that show.
You had so many wigs.
I think that's why we didn't get a season two, because we went over budget on the wigs.
Also,
nobody watched. Okay.
That one wig that you still have, that brown.
Oh,
bangs,
the Nell wig.
The Nell wig.
Love it.
Blonde surgeon. Hey, Eliza, Emily, Scotty, and anyone else behind the scenes that makes the magic happen that we don't get to hear from. No, it's pretty much us.
Yeah, we're doers.
I mean, we love Wondery. They're cool.
Yeah.
I'm a 35-year-old surgeon in Southeast Texas. I just broke up with my boyfriend of a month ago when I found out he had been cheating on me for months, mostly sexting with multiple different girls not in our city. I'm old enough, I've been in many serious relationships, and I 100% thought we were on the marriage and babies track. We talked about the future quite a bit as we are both older and, at least I thought, ready to settle down. I saw very few, if any, warning signs and truly thought we were really happy. Mm. He was very supportive, even with my very stressful and time-consuming job. He refuses to discuss why he did this. He says he's fucked up and that he was happy too. I can't help but feel I miss signs, but don't know what, and I'm at a loss of how to learn from this. I feel like I just wasted a year of my life. At this age, I'm wanting to have kids. I don't want to waste too much time. Any suggestions for getting over this and learning to trust myself in future relationships? I worry about my own radar when it comes to partners now and don't want this to complicate future relationships. Also, as a liberal, very highly paid, successful female in a relatively small town in Texas, pay is way better here and I have a lot of loans, have 2 more years on my contract. Any tips for weeding out those who can handle those facts about a woman while also not being into me just for my salary? Thanks so much. Hopefully this was all useful context. Love you. Can't wait to see you in person again someday. You and Smokey Husky do give me hope. LOL.
That's very sweet. I think really that is first of all, you're not going to be able to see the red flags until you talk to more people about this that have gone through a similar thing and you have some distance between you and that. You know, it's rare to get out of something and instantly be like, I know exactly what I did wrong. I also think it's kind of a freak thing. And it has to do with more of his insecurities than yours. So you shouldn't take that baggage. Like, you don't want to go in the next relationship. Like, are you sexting someone? I would give it some time because you're still like a little shaken. Yeah. I refuse to say shook. And you won't be able to have true hindsight for quite some time. As far as someone that can handle you, you know, those are signs you can look for. Like someone being insecure right off the bat. And I know what you're saying. You're like, well, he was secure and look what he did. That's a freak thing. Don't let that ruin everything else. And also do not keep talking to this person. Like also maybe he was so supportive. He's like, great, go work overnight so I can sext all these chicks. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
There's definitely, your pool is going to be limited because it's a smaller town. But I always like to go for the strong, silent types. Like the more quiet guys. The guys will show you that they're confident. You just got to look for it.
Yeah.
Got to look for it. You can tell when someone's threatened by you. Mm-hmm. It's a vibe. You got to get tuned into that. Mm-hmm. Hit up some dating apps. Try to see, is there a bigger town kind of farther away? Also, don't tell anyone your salary. Like you're a surgeon, so people can guess that you're successful. But like, I don't think anyone's going to be dating you for your salary.
No.
You don't make that much money.
I mean.
I'm kidding. I'm sorry. That sucks. Yeah. You're just going to need to take a knee for a minute.
Yeah.
The wind knocked out of you. I'm sorry.
Get away from this guy though.
Oh yeah. Quit letting him explain himself because he's going to worm his way back in.
Yeah. Hi, Liza and Emily. Love the pod and everything you do. Congrats on being pregnant. That's super exciting.
What if I was super pro sexting? I'm like, it's a great way to keep the spice alive. You're not actually cheating on anyone.
I am 23 and done with college and my master's degree. Small backstory, 5 years ago, my mom's childhood best friend's son moved back to my country, or Eastern European, to go to uni. So mom's childhood best friend's son.
Got it.
We kind of clicked and became good friends, hung out a lot. Basically, he was like my brother. He has a girlfriend who he had cheated on once and worked super hard to regain her trust. Now they're back together. She went away for the summer. A month ago, I went by his place to hang out, normal by our standards.
Did you take my mic stand? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
And we were talking and he made a move on me. He kissed me and tried to have sex with me. I was
all in one motion?
Yeah, I don't know what the motion
kiss thrust.
Was. I was in a really vulnerable place as my father died of COVID 5 months ago and me and my sister had to take care of his company, which is super hard as we have little experience. We were getting into some super deep talk about how much I miss my dad and how hard things are on my mom, so I felt safe around him. However, it went super sexual, so I shut it down before things got heavy. He hasn't texted since, but after a month, I texted because I wanted to talk. I went to his place and told him how I felt. I even cried because I didn't feel like I could lose more people, aka my friend. Next thing I know, things got heated and we kind of started having sex, but I gave up as his reactions about our previous conversation were off. I started asking questions and he bluffed the hell out of my life, only found out days later from my sister that for the past year and a half, he and my sister, 25, had been sleeping together.
My God!
Found out 3 days after
Question.
I told my...
What kind of cake should we have at the wedding?
Found out 3 days after I told my sister about the first encounter, she went and blew him off on some bench in a park. I assume blew... as if someone stole her toy and she wanted to show who the boss was. He is despicable for trying to sleep with two sisters, but so is she. She only told me about them after the second time I went to his place and things went too far. And she only told me because I pretended to know more than I did. My instincts didn't fail me. They were friendly and we hung out as a group of three sometimes,
what?
But not nearly as close as me and him. He cried at my dad's funeral and held me. My sister and I decided to pretend we didn't know about each other and confront him during an outing. However, she was clearly still trying to maintain her connection with him.
As are you.
As she was super chill and not siding with me.
This is horrible.
She also told me that if I react in a certain way, she's going to keep sleeping with him.
What?
They pretended they were barely in contact this whole previous year, but little did I know, I told her how I feel. She's acting like I'm dramatic and overreacting. She wants to keep her fuck buddy and her ego intact at my expense. I work with her and live with her. Also, my mom and his mom are friends and we got to play it cool.
Oh my God,
What do I do from now on?
I'm drowning in details.
I can't look at any of them. She hurt me deeply. She's going to sleep with him regardless of the betrayal he has proven to me and all the hurting he has caused me. It's almost as if we were not raised by the same parents.
This is the craziest thing we've ever had on the podcast.
Yeah. Thank you. Good.
What kind of like Appalachian, Maury Povich, backwoods, fucked up fairy tale? Like that is so, what do you do? First of all, can you move out of your house? Does your mom know about this? First of all,
like, so the dad just died. So it sounds like they don't want to stress the mom out about her best friend's son, who was like a brother to them, sleeping with both of them.
It's still your mother, and you might. Mom can't make you do anything. Can you move out? Just get an apartment just to get, you know, your sister's super fucked up. That's coming from a really deep place of insecurity.
Yeah.
That she wants to keep him. One thing is for goddamn sure, you don't speak to that guy anymore ever again.
No.
And if he wants to get frisky about it, you can be like, great, here's what you did. And here's what you guys are doing. Like, you're innocent in this. And it sucks that you guys had sex. I knew you would. I'm surprised it didn't happen earlier. The guy is a liar. He's driving a wedge between you and your family. Your sister's an idiot.
He has a girlfriend.
Who cares? Or not. Or he's lying. Your sister is probably ugly. And is just like so pumped that she can like be with. Your sister has her own issues. And you're smart enough to know that like this isn't normal. You need to just focus on your mom and being there for her. And focus on moving out of that house.
But what do they do about the fact that the two sisters inherited the dad's company and are running it together?
Ask if you can buy her out.
Or the other way around.
I think you just gotta, oh fuck, I don't know. I don't know, that's so insane. You know what you could do? Maybe you have that a come to Jesus and you're just like, look, here's what you did. You wanna keep fucking him, great. You can have him, but at work, we need to keep professional.
Yeah.
And then,
just so many lies.
Oh my God.
That the sister's just been hiding.
Also,
this.
If you're running a company, can't you get your own apartment? Like, you need a break from her somewhere. There's something deeply wrong with your sister who will either realize it soon or just like hates you because you're hotter.
Yeah.
Oh God, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's so above my pay grade.
Yeah.
But that guy gets no more of your oxygen.
No.
Get a new boyfriend. Get your business right. Get move out of that house.
Yeah.
Don't stay for your mom. That's insane.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah. Oh, what a nightmare. Good luck to you.
Fuck. That floored me.
I know. It's crazy that the, because number one, it's the guy cheating on his girlfriend and like being a jerk. But then the sister out of left field with the betrayal. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. You got to get out of that town.
Get out of there.
Just work remotely.
Get away from them. Oof. Anonymous, dear Eliza, thanks so much for doing the show. I really enjoy listening to your podcast every Wednesday.
Not after that question. Jesus.
I'm a 31-year-old female looking to settle down and start a family as soon as I meet the right person. I've had a couple of successful long-term relationships and even a few short-term relationships with potential, but it never seems to work out for various reasons. My question is, when did you know Noah was the one, and can you give any advice for how I might better find my person? Since my last relationship ended and being vaccinated, I feel like I'm going out on dates every night, but still unable to determine who to see and who to stop seeing. I'm actually relieved when someone stops messaging me now because it feels like an obvious sign it wasn't meant to be.
Yeah.
One of the guys I've been on a few dates with likes me a lot and seems like a good person, but I'm not feeling the spark. Am I being too picky? Thanks again.
There's no such thing as being too picky. And somebody recently was like, when you find the person, you don't necessarily get butterflies. You feel calm. And I have to be honest, when I met Noah, it was not as if like, oh my God, I feel like I've known you in a past life. It was very comfortable and not comfortable like, oh, you're my buddy and I'm not attracted to you. It was just his personality. He's so comfortable. I felt just like I'd known him forever. Like, it was weird to me that our families didn't know each other because I felt so close to him. Like, he had always been there. I've definitely gone out with people who make me anxious and I'm like, oh, this is fun, whatever, but it's not. You shouldn't be feeling that. Butterflies, I guess, are okay, but comfort should be an important thing. Like, and being comfortable with yourself, of course, is important. So also, if you're going out with too many people, it might be hard to pay attention to the right person.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe cool your jets a little bit. That being said, I do personally believe the universe is perfect, and I don't think there's like, oh, and had I just written him back, we could be together, because then it would have happened.
Mm-hmm.
Noah, I told him I didn't want to go out with him when I met him. And he was like, okay, I won't bother you. I'll delete your number. And then I like talked to a friend and my friend was like, give the guy a chance. So mm-hmm. I reached out to him. But mm-hmm. he was cool to just like let it go away.
Yeah.
And then we met and he was like, oh my God, I don't want to fuck this up. I like her so much. So the answer is, you don't force anything. It will find you.
Yeah.
Have fun, but don't drive yourself crazy. It's not, it is a numbers game, but it's not like, if I date 100 men, I'll definitely meet the one.
Kylie, Dot Biggs.
Should feel nice and safe and cozy.
It's no secret that fast fashion and the demand for fashion in general is helping to wreck our planet. Well, introducing Nuuly. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month, access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing, and they have fast, free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility, plus the option to buy what you love. I gifted Nuuly to a friend whose daughter works in an office where you have to be presentable, and it's trendy. She gets to try out stuff. She always looks fresh at work. She always looks cute, and when she's done with it, which we usually are after wearing something for a while, she can send it right back. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code ELIZA20. Just go to NUULY.com. That's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code ELIZA20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com. Nuuly with two U's with code ELIZA20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Kylie.biggs.fox.
How did you know Gracie was the one? Found her.
I did
in
find
a muffler.
I did.
I know.
And I took her, I picked her up and I took her to the vet and I was like, okay, I can pay for her vet bills and then like bring her to a shelter. But then
that was nice
we fell in love. And so I didn't give her back.
Is it a one-way street?
She loves me.
Okay.
She loves me.
Me not.
She does love me.
She loves me.
Kylie.biggs.fox. Eliza, are you going to be the kind of mom that publicly shares all the gross things your baby does, i.e. total blowouts, vomit everywhere?
I don't think so. I don't know. You don't know till you go. And I understand that there is honesty in, there's humor in the honesty of sharing, like that it's not all like pearls and smiles and perfect babies. But I don't know. I can't tell you. I don't have one yet. I'm not a big, like, I talk about diarrhea. I think it's funny, but like, I'm not a big intimate sharer. Like, I'm never going to be like, here's me at the gynecologist. Like, here's my cervix. Like, I don't think people need to see that. I think me reacting to it is different, but there's a lot of moms out there making funny mom content. And I don't know. I don't know what I'll be until I am.
Have you thought about, are you going to show the baby's face?
I don't think I am.
Okay.
I think showing a brand new baby is one thing because like babies kind of all look a little weird.
Yeah.
But I think if you post pictures of your kids, this is just me, people out there are creepy. Mm. And also you're taking away their right to decide what their digital footprint will be.
Mm.
And it sucks to like post a picture and there's like a heart over their face, you know? So, but I, there's something, I wish I could take back my entire online presence.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so...
Yeah, if you post like the face and like, look at this butt blowout. And yeah. Then that's like follows them forever.
I think it's going to depend on how hot the kid is.
Well, if they're like, I'm such a fan of your mom. And I remember when she posted about your big poops. And the kid is like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I will post just because I get so many creepy people as is.
Yeah.
That, and I have so many loving fans, but my fans are loving and I still, and I don't have to give too much of myself away.
Yeah.
People don't know how to act. That's probably why I won't.
Yeah. Anonymous. Hi, Liz and Co. I've been with my boyfriend for 3 years now. I love his family and they have always made me feel like one of their own. He has one younger brother whom I love like my own brother. We get along really well for the most part and I always try to include him in activities. But I've always been nothing but pleasant to whatever girlfriend he has at the time, whether I like them or not. The only problem is... the brother can run super hot and cold with me. When he wants to be, we can be the best of friends, but sometimes he won't even acknowledge my presence or can act extremely cold and bitter to me. Is there something that I'm missing here or should be doing that pisses him off, or am I just being overly sensitive? I've asked my boyfriend and he just claims his brother is a moody guy, but I don't see him treat other family members like this. Should I just continue being the bigger person, let him have his mood swing, or should I hash it out? Thanks for always brightening my day. For context, my boyfriend and I are 24. The brother is 22. Oh, I would say the brother was like 16 and was like a little bit.
Same thing. They have no emotional intelligence. He has a crush on you. Next question.
You really think that?
Yep, I do. I think it's very common for men, best friends or brothers, to like kind of covet whatever the other one has. And I think he kind of doesn't know how to control his emotions around you. Or you're actually very annoying and think that it's a lot of fun. There's the version, if he's being cold, be like, what's up, buddy? You icing me out for a reason? Like, you can always say it like that. He also could have, like, emotional issues. Mm-hmm. You know? He could be, I don't even know how to say it, like, whatever. He could just be dealing with something chemically that is not personal. Definitely don't take it personally.
Also, keep in mind that maybe he has a crush on you.
Yeah.
That's it. That's my diagnosis. He got a crush on you. He's got a crush on you. I don't think people like it when I sing.
Really?
I don't know.
I think they do.
Sometimes I get annoyed.
Well, that's...
At myself, I'm like, no one wants to hear that. Maybe they do. One more.
We have an update from the Russian. Fake Russian.
Oh, fuck. Oh, that one. Okay,
they've spoken to the neighbor.
For context, this is the... You've now made an appearance in 3 episodes. I'm going to start charging you a sponsorship fee. This person has a Russian husband and they moved to a neighborhood in Texas. And she decided to put on a thick Russian accent when she met the neighbors.
Yeah.
Then realized she's a stupid girl and that she's going to be living there for a while. And so she's like, what do? Do I tell them I had an accent? Do I just pretend it never happened?
Yeah.
We advised her you could do both. It's dealer's choice. You could either be like, hey, I was just joking, or B, just act like it never happened.
Yeah.
And here's what she did.
I've spoken to the next door neighbors. They're super cool. I was normal as a girl who previously faked an accent for no reason can be, and came clean using the lost a bet excuse. So thank you all again. Now I get to have nice dinner with neighbors. P.S. They also 100% believed I was Russian. Sorry for all the updates. I obviously do not think too far ahead.
So you didn't do what we said at all.
That's what I said. That was my idea. I said the lost a bet excuse.
Which I actually hated, but you did it and it worked. So have fun listening to Emily's podcast and never asking for me advice from me again. Lost a bet. I've never.
Well, if some 22-year-old was like, look.
It's totally fine.
I was talking in a dumb voice.
The point is, all that matters is that we helped you. We'll be billing you for our services. And now you can be normal around your sleeper cell neighbors.
Yeah.
We're also secretly Russian.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to do one stupid one.
Okay.
Because we posted on Twitter, we want your questions from all walks of life, from all platforms.
Annals.
God Hates Yeast said, could Jesus microwave a burrito so hot that even he could not eat it?
I hate this guy. I hate that question. First of all, I don't really subscribe to the teachings of Jesus Christ. So the answer is probably yes.
I would say yes.
He was mortal. So the answer is yes.
I can microwave something so hot I can't eat it. He can microwave something so hot he can't eat it.
For sure. He was a human, so he could definitely do that. He could eat it eventually.
I mean, yeah, like it wouldn't stay molten hot forever.
He had like divine powers, but I don't think anything in the Bible was like, and he cooled off hot food.
No.
Water into wine's a metaphor. It has nothing to do with the real wine. All the Bible stories are metaphors.
Yeah.
There was no big fish that swallowed Jonah. The Red Sea, I think that was just a low tide parting.
Yeah.
For what it's worth.
Yeah. Okay. Top of the cob.
It's the top of the cob. We're doing it right every day. You just take a bite. Top of the cob.
It was not really a top of the cob. Let me do my bottom of the cob first.
Okay.
My bottom of the cob is we have to get a new car, because we're going to have a baby. And I have a 2009 Honda Civic Hybrid that I love dearly, but I think I need to get an SUV. And all of the top safety ones are all like a RAV4 or like a Subaru, like all moderately priced, like average cars that are great and safe. And they all come in these like ugly basic colors. Like you can have like cherry red, rental car silver. And I sort of resent that it's like, you're a mom now. So in addition to losing your identity and your body and feeling terrible, you also have to get in line and get this safe car. So my bottom of the cob is that I'm feeling resentful toward it, even though it's like, who fucking cares? Just get the car.
Yeah.
But I don't like that like motherhood seems to be presented with like options of like, people are going to talk to you like you're an idiot. Your body betrays you. And now you have to get a dork car.
Yeah. My bottom of the cob is I saw this clip on.
I think that if Subaru wants to, you know,
on one of the nice subreddits where it's like, makes me happy or like friendly or whatever. It was supposed to be a nice video and it said that it was a really sweet video with penguins, but then the video had a dead baby penguin in it and I felt tricked. God. And I was really upset because it was this guy helping them get out of this ravine and I was so nice. I didn't think you were going to show me a dead one.
Is that like in Wizard of Oz how there's actually a dead?
No, that's not true, but yes.
It is true. I've seen it.
No.
Yeah.
No, there's not. Nobody, no, the little people weren't filming that day.
There's a dead something hanging. You haven't seen it?
I've read about the proof that it's not true.
I've read about the proof that it is true. So what do we do? Storm the Capitol?
What's your top of the cop?
Top of the cop is I think I'm going to try to get a G-Wagon.
Oh, God.
I was talking to one of my husband's single friends and he was like, dude, get the G-Wagon. I got a BMW. I feel great. So I think I'm not like a Porsche Cayenne person, I'm not an asshole, but in my defense, I've wanted a G-Wagon for over a decade.
Yeah.
And I could never bring myself to do it. And they're coming out with a hybrid. And if it's safe enough, I might do that.
Okay.
I'm probably just going to get a Toyota.
Yeah. My dad with a cup is getting a cup of water at a restaurant and it has a lot of ice in it. And I like that.
I pay you to be here. That's your answer.
I like when you get the big cup and it has all the big ice in it. Okay. It's like that big plastic cup that's like thick,
yeah.
Thick walled. And then there's a lot of ice.
Yeah. Like you can keep that kind of cup.
I mean, you don't keep it because you're at the restaurant, but it's not.
Like a cafeteria cup.
Like you're sitting. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. I just want to say one thing. I watched that documentary, 100 Foot Wave, uh-huh. which I'm not interested in surfing. It was interesting. It was like a good hang or whatever. But the guy, like really, they were just like, yeah, and we just moved all over the world. I'm like, how do you pay for it? But they really were examples of like people that were like, we do whatever we want and we just move all over, even yeah. with kids. And it kind of like, even though I have a non-traditional job, I was like, yeah, like why does everything have to be so traditional?
Yeah.
And it kind of like put the seed in my head, like you can get that G-Wagon.
Yeah.
And it's cool.
There you go.
I'm gonna make more radical choices starting now.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Save big money on everything for your spring projects at Menards. We have all of your garden and landscaping essentials. Master Garden Premium Garden Soil contains a slow-release fertilizer that feeds gardens for up to 9 months. It produces better results and is ready to use for all your gardening needs. Save big on Menards' great selection of garden and landscaping products. Compare brands in-store or online at Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.